MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 24, 2025. Some state funding is bailing out hospitals. Essex residents will consider school options. Occasional showers, mid-60s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:31 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that the state's cash-strapped safety net and community hospitals will be getting an infusion of much-needed new funding under a bill signed by Governor Mara Healey. A supplemental spending bill signed by Healey on Monday provides $122 million for financially distressed acute care hospitals that serve a large percentage of low-income patients, and $77 million for the Health Safety Net Trust Fund, which reimburses hospitals and health centers that provide care for uninsured and underinsured patients. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, Essex school committee members have weighed in, and now it's time for residents and stakeholders to voice their opinions on the Manchester-Essex Regional School District's Essex Elementary School building project. A community meeting to consider the project will take place at 6 p.m. Wednesday, October 8, in the cafeteria at Essex Elementary School, 12 Story Street, and also via Zoom. Additional meetings will take place at 6 p.m. November 20 and December 9. Tours of the building will be given before the October 8 meeting, starting at 4:30 p.m. The school building project is in the feasibility study phase of the Massachusetts School Building Authority process. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Buck Anderson writes in the Salem News that in Beverly, the YMCA is pushing ahead with a traffic safety project for its Essex Street campus with the demolition of two historic homes, which it also owns next to the Y's parking lot. Although the demolition of the two dilapidated, unoccupied 19th-century houses on the northeast corner of the property owned by the Greater Beverly YMCA is attracting more attention, the brown wooden shed standing unobtrusively by the roadside of the now-demolished 272 Essex Street property is of more interest to Tim Flaherty. The restoration of the historic shoe shed, says Flaherty, executive director of the Beverly YMCA, is one of the last reminders of the number of such shoe sheds or shops across the North Shore that once provided shoes and shoe repairs to area residents in the years before United Shoe Machinery. And Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, from dancing in front of their community to soon taking the stage in Prague, four Newburyport girls will be among those representing the nation in the International Dance Organization World Tap Dance Championship in October. Newburyport 7th grader Isla Ritter, 6th graders Samantha McGreevy and Kylie Forrest, and 5th grader Millie O'Keefe auditioned in January and were accepted as members of the 24-person team. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays last night 4-1, and they play in Toronto again tonight. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.